This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I am with Mark Fashion, who's the president of Biodiesel Analytical Solutions and Ethanol Analytical Solutions. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you, Joanna?
I'm good. Well, thanks for talking to me tonight. I wasn't personally at the fuel ethanol workshop, but I did hear a lot of people talking about some great ideas for the ethanol industry to improve profits and also to have an add-on technology to diversify their business, and that is to add a biodiesel facility to an ethanol facility. So, Mark, can you talk a little bit about sort of how we're starting to see this trend and why the ethanol industry is getting so excited about this?
Sure, Joanna. In fact, I'll start off with the fuel ethanol workshop this year. It seemed like there was a lot more people walking around with money in hand wanting to invest in something to diversify their industry, whereas last year they were all kind of holding back on spending and just hoping for the best. But this year they're actually out there investing. And we think the best thing to invest in is something that makes your plant much more valuable. And what makes your plant much more valuable is adding 1.5 RINs per gallon of biodiesel to your existing ethanol facility. What we see in the marketplace lately is a lot of petrochemical companies are jockeying to buy ethanol plants. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but one thing about it is that you can actually make your ethanol plant look a lot more valuable if you're actually, let's say you're making 100 million gallons of ethanol, that's 100 million RINs. But if you make 3 million gallons of biodiesel with that 100 million gallons, that's actually worth 4.5 million more RINs because a biodiesel gallon is actually worth 1.5 RINs. If you're making the D4 type RFS2 fuel from the corn oil. And so, yeah, what we see is the ethanol plants, it's kind of a perfect storm because the ethanol plants are looking to spend money now. The biodiesel plants are, with the biodiesel industry so down, at least in the United States over the last couple of years with the ending of the tax credit until it was finally renewed. By that time, most of the damage was done. A lot of biodiesel plants are mothballed, or a lot of them are actually out of business. And so the perfect storm for the ethanol plants is to pick up the slack that the biodiesel plants are not making right now and make that biodiesel out of the corn oil that they intrinsically have in their process.
So, Mark, you know, let's talk a little bit about corn oil. One of the things that we've been exploring on Domestic Fuel and in Biofuels Journal as well is this trend. We had a lot of early adopter plants that installed corn oil technology, and simultaneously the biodiesel industry needed to develop technology to be able to turn that corn oil into biodiesel. But you are also a director of Magayan, and you have a biodiesel technology that will do that conversion. So can you talk a little bit about your particular technology?
Sure. The ethanol industry, when you're extracting corn oil, we're not actually selling the corn oil extraction technologies. There's several companies out there doing that. But what the Magayan will do is take the effluent of that corn oil extraction technology, and most of the times what you're getting is a very rancid product coming off. So this oil that's coming off, this corn oil, directly off your distiller's syrup, is typically in the 27.5% total acid number range. It's really high acidic byproduct. And that acidity cannot be made into biodiesel with a traditional transesterification process. What you actually have to do, if you're going to run a traditional transesterification, you're going to have to knock that down with sulfuric acid, with a direct esterification till you get it to a happy level for transesterification, which is 3 or 4%, a total acid number of 3 or 4. And it's, like I said, at 27.5. So it's really tough to do that. It's a two-step process, and it's a lot of redo a batch, do a batch again because we didn't get it just right. And that's not what the ethanol industry is looking for. They're looking for something, the silver bullet that you can take that corn oil right from that extractor, put it right into another process, and make biodiesel without having to mess with a second or a third run of that sample to try to make it ASTM grade. And that's exactly what Magayan does with their patented, in fact, patented for corn oil process with their Everlasting Catalyst that you just pump the sample in with either ethanol or methanol, and out the other end comes beautiful biodiesel.
So, Mark, talk about the return on investment. Right now, plants who are installing corn extraction technology or already have it, they can see return on investment with today's prices at less than a year. So what kind of return on investment would a plant look at to add your Magaian technology to produce biodiesel?
Same thing. Actually, if a plant does not have corn oil extraction yet, what they're doing is they're taking that oil that's intrinsically in the DDGs or WDGs, the distiller grains, and they're selling it at about 5 cents a pound. So they're losing a lot of money on that oil that could be made into $4 or $5 a gallon biodiesel. And that's the latest price right now, at least in the state of Minnesota, for a gallon of biodiesel on the open market, because there's such a demand for biodiesel right now. So if you don't have corn oil extraction in your ethanol plant, you're right, Joanna. It's less than a year. In fact, the gross profit we were showing one company, after we worked out all their numbers, all their power generate, you know, everything they needed to factor in, it came out that there was an $11 million gross profit before you take out all the expenses. But just the profit was an $11 million profit in 1 year, and it more than pays for the plant in 1 year. Now, if you already have corn oil extraction, then your return on investment is not quite so good, because you can actually take that corn oil and distill it and sell it in the food grade market, and that's $2, $2.50, $3 a gallon, depending on where that corn oil price goes, and those will go up and down just like biodiesel will. But the nice thing about putting a biodiesel plant on the end of your corn oil extraction technology, now you're hedging the market. If corn oil's down and biodiesel up, you make biodiesel. If corn oil's up and biodiesel's just barely higher, maybe it's not worth to do the biodiesel that day. You make it to the corn oil and sell that. But right now, biodiesel would pay for itself in under 2 years if you already have a corn oil extraction technology.
So, Mark, how long would it take for a plant to install the Magaian technology and start producing biodiesel?
We have given several plants already a prospectus on that, and they're probably talking in the 12 to 18 month period to do that, to get it up and running. And the beautiful thing about it is we already have a 3 million gallon plant per year, which is about the size an ethanol at 100 million gallon per year would need. They would need about a 3 million gallon plant per year of biodiesel tacked on to the end. And that's exactly what we have in Isanti, Minnesota with Evercat Fuels, which in fact, later this week, I'm actually touring, giving one of my local ethanol plants a tour of the Isanti plant later this week. And we entertain tours for any ethanol plant that wants to come up and see the real deal. We're actually making corn oil into biodiesel up there right now.
So, Mark, let me ask you this question. Let's say you talked about hedging your bets sort of on the corn oil, and sometimes it might be more favorable to sell it into the biodiesel market, and sometimes it might be more favorable to sell it into the food grade market. If you're in a situation where it's more favorable to sell into food grade, could you run a different feedstock through this biodiesel facility that's tacked on to the ethanol plant?
Yes, you definitely could. Right now, the Magaian team has a $600 million grant from the government to work on double cropping a non-food crop, something like pennycress, before you actually plant your soybeans and your corn. And pennycress has a really favorable biodiesel factors. In fact, when you make biodiesel out of pennycress, pure pennycress oil, pennycress is it's a mustard seed type family. So it's a very small seed, but the seed actually has 30% oil in it. So you get a lot of oil per acres out of a pennycress crop, and it grows very quickly. So you can actually grow it quickly and still grow your soybeans or your corn. And so you're not really doing that food versus fuel. I know a lot of people argue different things about that, but you can't argue with pennycress. It's a horrible, it's called stinkweed or skunkweed. I forget the name of it, but you're not going to eat it. But you can make biodiesel out of it and actually make biodiesel with a cloud point of minus 30 degrees. So it's very good for the cold temperatures like Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota.
Wow. So, Mark, you know, for these plants that are looking at adding the Magaian technology in the biodiesel facility, they're also going to have to make some changes to their labs. And so that's where Biodiesel Analytical Solutions comes in. Will you then work with these plants to make sure that you install a lab that will help them, you know, optimize their biodiesel production?
Yes, and that's one thing that's nice. We can go in and show them, well, you already have this technology. You just have to add an extra column for that GC. And, you know, we're not going to go in and tell them that you have to buy a whole new lab. They can actually, they already have an ethanol plant up and running, but they will, so they will have some things that are common to both technologies. But a biodiesel laboratory actually has a lot more testing required than an ethanol tester, ethanol laboratory would. So, yeah, we're the experts on the biodiesel side, so we would go in and help them install their biodiesel lab as well. And that's actually part of our, when I told you about that cost justification, that return on investment of $11 million in under 1 year, that actually included the price of a laboratory as well.
Well, and so where can people go to get more information? It sounds like we're probably going to see the first biodiesel plant attached to an ethanol plant within the next year, year and a half. So for these plants who are interested and realize, you know, this value proposition that you're offering here, where do they go to get more info?
They can go to biodieselanalytical.com, and if they reply to an email there or info@biodieselanalytical.com, we can get them to their local representative. All the local representatives for Biodiesel Analytical are also their local reps for Magaian. And or they could also check out the Magaian website at magaian.com. And another easy way to do it is just to call my 800 number, Biodiesel Analytical Solutions, 1-800-483-8107 in the United States.